Unit 2. It's the hard knock life for us. Speaker 1.
Hey, folks. Today I'm going to talk about teenage girl problems. And guys, if you're listening, don't go away, because I promise you that some of these things, or most of them, will also concern you. These are teenage girl problems. Waking up in the mornings. Ugh, please don't even get me started on this one. Swimming in school. Miss, I'm on my period. No, I am not. Parents not letting you get tattoos or piercings. Ugh, trust me, I am with you on that one. Your best friend starts dating your brother. Oh my God. When a boy asks you out and you say no, and they say, lol, joking. Ugh. Opening a fully stocked fridge and having to cry because there's nothing to eat. Having nothing to wear. Loving a band member and he doesn't even know you exist. Acne. I hate acne so much. Your crush cuts his hair. And speaking of hair, bad hair days. They suck so much. When your friend uploads a picture that you look absolutely strange in, but they uploaded it because they look super hot in it. Girl fights. Girl fights. When a dress or jeans are not in your size. Piles of stress, exams, and homework. Ugh. Money. When you want super cute clothes and you don't have the money for them. Being asked, what do you want to do when you're older? And you don't have any freaking clue. So, those are a few teenage girl problems that some guys have to go through too. Thank you for listening.
Speaker 2.
Hi guys, how's it going? Well, I don't know about you, but I know about me, and I have so many problems. I mean, it's ridiculous how many problems I have in my life. There are just so many. But this video is specifically about the top 4 problems that guys experience, and let me be clear here, I'm not saying these are the worst problems in our world, but really, I just thought these things are funny and truthful too, so let's get to it. Number 4, being too competitive. This one is not really specifically related to guys, but if you are a guy and some other guy is beating you in every single thing, you either A, love that guy, or B, freaking hate that guy. Either you admire him or you're jealous of him. Pick one. And if you are jealous of him, you will be extremely competitive with that guy. You will look at him and look at his life and try to see what you are better at than he is. Number 3, pimples. What can I say? They are either all over your face or when you are really unlucky, they pop up the night before something important is going on. Is it okay for guys to wear makeup already? Number 2, being short. This is so bad because this is something that is 100% out of your control because it's strictly genetic. I am not tall myself, though I am not really short either. I am 5'8". But even at this height, it is really tough at times. Every friend that I have is either at my eye level or just above it. I'm pretty sure if you are 6', every single girl loves you. Number 1. The most terrible thing about being a guy is getting rejected. I don't care what you say. I don't care what year it is. Guys, you pretty much always have to be the one that initiates things with women, which is not 100% bad. It works out pretty well. You get to talk to the ones you want to and avoid the ones you don't want to talk to. But eventually, you just have to make the first move. This could be the most embarrassing, painful thing for you, or it could be awesome. This is a trade-off here. It's really hard, plus if you are a shy guy, it makes talking to girls 100,000 times more difficult. So, I don't know, it's just another difficult thing about life. And let me tell you that this crushing pain of rejection is something you will never get over. I will always love you, Stacy.